Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
A lot of times we don't know God. A lot of people, be weary of those people. They're so quick to tell you what God will do and what God won't do. Tell them to read their word. You don't even understand how God raises leaders because he got to make them strong. Why? Because we have an adversary.
Amen.
Kill, steal, and destroy you. I don't want to see you destroyed. I want to see you make it. I want to see you bigger and better than ever before. I want you to turn around when the enemy wants to roar his nasty head at you. You turn around and give him a loud roar. As a matter of fact, that's what I do. When Satan tries to come in and manipulate in my ministry and my marriage or anything, and he thinks he's getting the victory, I laugh so loud at him. I say, you fool. You don't know who I am and who's inside of me. You have no territory. I belong to God. For it is written, and I begin to speak the word of God. I go after
them,
and I chase them out of here. But you know what most people do? They bark loud, but their bite is little. They bark that they're good in the spirit, that they're good, and that they're sold out to God. But when the Satan really rears his head and starts giving all types of trials and tribulations and all types of attack on their body, all of a sudden they start
going to the
corner, and they whimper. They tuck their tail and whimper. And Satan just laughing at you.
My God.
Don't be a punk. Matter of fact,
that's right.
God doesn't raise punks.
That's
you
right.
You cannot be a follower of Jesus Christ and be a punk. That's an oxymoron. He told you from the beginning, you're a royal priesthood, chosen generation. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. So you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. Well, I'm the only one saved in my family, and everybody talks about me. Oh, well, that's what you're called to do. Stick out. Let them show. Matter of fact, use that as an example to prove to those that got their mouth on you that you got the right side. They need to come on over. But if they see you tucking your tail and all, you know, I don't know, and maybe I shouldn't. If you're second-guessing, how would they ever want to be a part of what you believe in? I love being different. The sooner you embrace love and being different, the better you will perceive this life to be. But God got to work on your confidence. Some of you all are lacking confidence in what God has called you to be. That's why this is an apostolic training center. We help build your confidence. We help get you out of the zone. If you know that God has called you to have a voice, you are his mouthpiece, but you're bashful. Well, we'll work that bashfulness out.
Amen.
We've had many spiritual sons and daughters. I don't really speak. Now they're, turn the Bible right now to Ezekiel. God is going to do it. Now they're going hard.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. I have so much more that I want to share, but the Lord said talk to him. And when the Lord said talk to him, I just open my mouth and I let it talk. There's so much more as far as rewards. I only got up to number 6. But there's other rewards. I'll give them to you real quick. I won't expound on them. Maybe I'll touch on them a little. But number 7, the word of God warns of pitfalls. I think that's self-explanatory. Those of you all who logged on a little bit late, you say, what is this lady talking about? It sounds good, but I want to know what she's saying. Today I'm talking about recognizing the Bible to be the master handbook for your success. I'm talking about using the word of God for every crisis that you are in. Most of all, I'm telling you to get the word of God in your life now. Some of you all, most of you all may not be in a crisis situation, but like I explained, you're on your way into one. If nobody else told you, let me be the real one that tells you, you're on your way into a crisis. You're on your way to a trial. Because God got to build some patience in you. He got to build some experience, and he got to give you hope, which is a testimony. So get over it. Now, since you know you're about to go into a trial, wouldn't it make sense to guard yourself, to equip yourself, so that when something happens, and I was using an elder in our ministry who got a call in the middle of the night that her granddaughter had received a bullet to the head. So when stuff like this happens, you could follow her example and not be frantic or sober-minded. You can have your moments where you do feel like, God, please. But when you finish, you got to say, not my will, your will be done. And you got to have faith knowing that just like they did with Jesus, the angels from heaven came to Jesus in the garden and ministered strength unto him. Some trials, God will, snap my fingers, immediately allow the trial to end. Yes, we've seen it. It's happened in our life. But then there are some trials, no matter how much you wish it away, God said if you just will endure, it's a lesson in this. I'm growing your character. What used to make you fall on the floor and whimper and tuck your tail and go, and like a sorrowful puppy, now you're like a rock rider. Rock, rock, rock. You're going hard on the enemy now. Now
yeah.
The enemy gets scared. Now the enemy is scared of you. Matter of fact, that's what the Word of God explains. When they were trying to rebuke in the New Testament, when they were trying to rebuke a demon-possessed person, rebuke the demons out of the person, the demons came alive, and they began to speak. And they asked the person, they said, who are you? They said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? You don't want to be caught like that. That's so embarrassing to say that you are a believer of Jesus Christ in the demonic world, don't even know your name. That's embarrassing. A lot of times we want to say we're followers of Jesus Christ, and we want it for the fame and the glory of it. We don't even try and attack the demonic world because we're not trying to pray over people. We just want to exclaim and exclamate our success and how Jesus loves us and how we are called to be this and called to be that. But we're not even working in our true calling. So when you put on display to pray for somebody, the demons say, wait a minute, who are you? I'm not even afraid of you. You are a nobody. We're not afraid. Matter of fact, we'll come into your body and possess you, for we are many. We are legion. How embarrassing is that? That's why I told God, I said, the greatest compliment I can receive isn't because I speak well or that I teach well or that I'm pretty. None of that. The greatest compliment I can receive is that when I walk into an environment, the spirit, the demonic spirit, know who I am. They said, we can't play with her. She would cast us out of here. Matter of fact, they'd be trying to give you a bargain like they did in the Word of God. They said, okay, we know you want to rebuke us out of this man, but can we at least go into the swine? Please, just send us into the pigs. So you're like, okay, fine, go into the pigs. And then they ran the pigs off of the cliff and they died. You want demons to respond that way to you. When you walk into a room, they're like, oh, man, they're going to rebuke us. They're going to cast us down. Hell, you don't want them to rear up and say, who are you? So I'm trying to get you in the Word of God. That's what I'm teaching about today. So that when Christ hits your front door, you can say, for it is written. And you will have something to stand on. You won't whimper. You won't be able to be all unsober-minded. You'll be sober-minded. You'll be clear-headed so that you can apply the right scriptures to the situation. And with the power thereof, you will be able to actually rebuke the storm. Call back life into a situation.
Yes, yes.
When aches and pain come, you can tell and command your leg or your knee and say, I decree and declare the pain stops. The swelling goes down. I do it all the time on my husband or myself. I snap my finger in his face and the headache leaves. The swelling goes. The ache and pain go. I mean, it's just amazing at the miracles of God. But you know why? Because the Word of God is in me. The Word of God. In Psalms 119, it talks about thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. So when you have a crisis where somebody is coming onto you, tempting you to be unloyal to your spouse or tempting you into fornication or tempting you into doing drugs or drinking or whatever it is that you don't want to do, you can say the word of God that I've hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. The scriptures, because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will call back to remembrance the word of God that you've now been every day, because I challenge people in the beginning of what I was speaking to start reading the word of God every day. Read it for 10 minutes. Read it for 7 minutes. Just start off small, and I guarantee it will increase because the hunger will increase inside of you. But if the word of God that you've been putting in your heart, that you've been planting in your heart, that you might not sin against the Lord, it will now be called to remembrance. So in those times of crisis, when you get those phone calls of a loved one hanging in the balance of life and death, when you get into those temptations and the enemy wants you to go ahead and be unloyal to yourself, or when the enemy wants you to give into your anger and say things and curse people out, hit somebody, when the temptation is there for you to act unruly and unlike the fruit of the Spirit, and the enemy wants you to indulge in his fruit of the Spirit, those scriptures that have been hidden in your heart will come back to remembrance. And you now have a force that is fighting for you and against the enemy. But if you don't have any word, you don't have any power. You don't have any
That's
anger.
Right.
So now
yes.
That's why you end up in a desperate situation. You start going after psychics. You start going after any and everybody that can give you a word, and you don't know where that word or that source is. It ain't from God. It's getting a source from Satan. You end up going to alcohol. You end up falling in the arms of a man that probably got HIV, or you're going to now bear his children. You're destroying your life. I mean, it's all types of things. You wonder why people end up in these situations. Why? Because they had no guard in their heart, and it has the word of God, which is your handbook for success. I'm teaching you on today.
Ooh, hallelujah. Yes, yes.
I'm teaching you on today. I'm teaching you on this today.
Glory.
That's teaching you on today. The word of God, number 7, warns of pitfalls. Warns you of pitfalls. Number 8, the word of God drives back the darkness around you. Number 9, the word of God bursts uncommon joy. Number 10, the word of God bursts the fear of God. The word of God, number 11, creates a hatred of evil. No longer will you tolerate it. I hate evil. I hated that. I hate evil. I know you're like, but we're Christians, Apostle April. You can't hate anything. We have to love everything. Let me tell you something. If you don't take a stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So you better learn to hate evil. You better learn to hate unrighteousness.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
I just love everything. Well, guess what? You'll love sin just the same as you love God. And that'll get you into a world of trouble.
You're right.
You better learn how to hate unrighteousness. You'll be able to discern what is good, what is evil. You'll be able to realize in your relationship and walk with God what he does not like. And the things that he likes, you better like. Don't you start liking things that God hates. You'll make yourself quickly an enemy of God. And God has already promised us several times in the Bible what he'll do to his enemy. Number 12, the word of God is the source of wisdom in your life. Source of wisdom in your life. It is the source of wisdom. You need wisdom. I'm finished. You need wisdom on today. We need wisdom to recognize that we need the word of God. We need wisdom to recognize that we need to be there and support our fellow sisters and brothers when they need us. KCI, this is what we teach. We are there for people in prayer. We may not be able to help them with any other tangible resource, but guarantee we'll bind together in prayer.
Amen.
You need wisdom to help you for every decision that you're making. Use the word of God. It's there for you. It's free. God wants you to be free on today. He doesn't want you in bondage and condemnation. He wants you to walk in liberty, having access to strategies and tools and principles and corrections and instructions and reproof. He wants you to succeed. But it's going to take you to really love the word of God. I love the word of God. I hold the word of God like I'm hugging a baby. Ask yourself, when's the last time I hugged my Bible? What? Hug her. You're crazy, Apostle. Why would I ever hug the word of God? No. Ask yourself, when's the last time you cradled the word of God, showed endearment towards his word? I know some evangelists, they even have in their meetings, they have the people kiss their Bible. But I hug my Bible. I hold it dear. I caress it. And I say, God, I love your word. I love your word. It's so full, so powerful, the revelation for days.
Yeah, I can get from one scripture,
it blows my mind. Until you get in love with God's word, you're going to continually see life through a different eye set. You're going to continually have something to complain about. You're not going to find complete joy in your life. Because let me tell you something, even through the good times and the bad, I still got joy. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about, how the word of God will create a joy for you. It will give you joy. Because I know who I am, whose I am. I know I'm in his strong tower, which the righteous run into, and I say, I know he's my fortress. I know that he's my rock. He's my anchor. He's my shield, my buckler. I know that he is Jehovah Jireh. I know that he's my provider. I know he's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace giver. See, I know who God is. And I know who's inside of me, and I know what his promises is for me. So there is a reason why I have joy. But if you don't even know what his promises are unto you, even in the midst of a trial, no wonder why you almost committed suicide. You don't know his words. No wonder you're losing your cool and getting angry and saying things that now you have to go back and repent of. No wonder you slapping your child around or your wife around or your husband around. Yes, women do beat on men, and this may not be as popular, but women hit men. You wonder why that happened. Because there's some joy that's not there. There's some word of God that's not there. Choose today to begin your lifelong journey to fall in love with the word of God. Choose today, people of God, to begin reading the word of God every day. Schedule some time in the morning. I prefer the morning, but for you it might be in the evening, whatever works for you. And if you need help, hey, make it a family thing. Wouldn't that be wonderful? See, Satan always will create his generational curse. So why don't you begin your generational blessing? He has a generational curse that destroys the family, but why don't you begin your generational blessing by instituting Bible time with your family? So when your kids grow up, they can say, I can remember for as far as back, my mom and I, we sat down and read the word, and I'm going to do the same with my family. This is what we do. This is our tradition. Why don't you start something like that?
Amen.
You'll see a change in the turnaround in your house. You'll see a difference in the mood and the atmosphere. Choose today to be the day that you look to the Bible. See, some of you all never even looked at the Bible like that. You just saw, oh, it was just a Bible with a whole bunch of these and thous and scriptures. But now, since I've introduced it in a new life, now you can understand that it is your handbook for life success. And when you look at it like that, ooh, now I know I'm going to have some Bible reading, studying believers on this line. And God's going to open up your revelation simply because you stepped out with excitement to read his word. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this word of today. God bless you. Continue to lift up KPI in your prayers. We are praying and we're speaking.
Hallelujah.
We are speaking life over you. We love you so much. We want you to come on back as well and be on the line with us to receive more teaching, more understanding, more wisdom principle teaching. You will receive teaching like this often. We aim to motivate you. We aim to empower you. The biggest thing that we have here at KCI is empowerment. Empowerment, that's our motto. It's all about empowerment. The idea of empowerment is based on equipping you, members or trainees, people that want to be trained under this ministry, with the unadulterated word of God, with principle wisdom teachings, with revelation, with authority, with opportunity and motivation. But most of all, the concept of empowerment is to be found in James 1:22-25, where it talks about not just coming on here being hearers of the word, but we need you to work, be doers of the word. That's what we want you to do. That's how empowerment works. Once you receive the teaching and once you receive the information and the wisdom that is given from this ministry, go out there and work the word, because that will allow you to fulfill your God-given purpose, your calling, and your destiny. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for the opportunity to have been able to speak with your people, to share how passionate you are about your word. You know what, Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing back to remember that you told me that your word is so important that you've even placed your word above your name. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for we even magnify the name of Jesus. But you said we can place the word of God above your name. If we speak the word of God in our situation, it is promised to manifest for our good. For your Bible says, Lord, even in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord that are called according to your purpose. Lord, I thank you, God, that in Psalms 84:11, it talks about how no good thing will you withhold from them to walk uprightly. How your word of God says, if we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. And Lord, I tell you, there's nothing that is sweeter, that is better than to walk closely with you. Lord, let them have a hunger and a desire to see your word as a necessary tool to be successful in this life. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for stirring up their hearts, stirring up their spirit, stirring them up, Lord, to realize that they can't do anything without being equipped with your word of God. They can't fulfill their God-given purpose. They can't walk in their calling. They cannot birth out their ministry. They cannot walk and flow in your glory without the word of God. They have to study and get that relationship. For in your word, you actually expose who you are. You expose your secrets. Lord, I thank you right now that they will begin to open up the word of God even today. And Lord, begin to search it out according to whatever it is that they need help in. You equip us with wisdom. You equip us with discernment. You teach us about how to work on our relationships, whether it be platonic or romantic. You teach us how to have money management. You teach us even about our vessel. How to love and honor you through how we treat our vessel, by what we eat, how we exercise, what we consume, what we ingest, whatever it is, God, that is toxic to our vessel. Help us to realize that you want us to be healthy and that we should change our lifestyle, Lord, so that we can be at the best of what we need to be in order to go out and preach the gospel. But Lord, you can't send out sickly vessels. You can't send out people who can't even go on an airplane for swelling up. You want us to be whole so that we can go over the international airways. We can take the heat of the Sahara Desert in Africa so we can go and talk to people and lay hands that they may be healed and filled with your Holy Spirit. This is your desire for your people. It begins with the word of God. And, Lord, I thank you right now that even tonight, Lord, in our quiet time, we will begin to have exposed to us what we need to repent of, what we need to make right, how we need to make it a clean and even slate, that you will separate our sins as the east is from the west and throw it into the depth of the sea, that we will recognize who we need to forgive, because that's what your word of God says, that we would have to forgive others for you to forgive us, that we will forgive ourselves and no longer walk in condemnation, that we will receive your glory, your peace. That's what you promised, peace, your joy, your understanding, your revelation, in order to be effective in this earthly realm. And God, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, let all of God's people say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Conversation. Hallelujah. Sometimes I preach, and sometimes I, you know, I go in with the word of God and preach to you and teach, but today was a conversation. Today was just an easy, laid-back conversation, and I know that it rang in your heart. This wasn't something that is an appetizer. This was a meal. So I really want you to listen back to it, because I know I said a lot, but I want you to get everything. So therefore, listen to the playback number. Listen to it. I have people that tell me that what they do, they listen to the playback number as they're dozing off. And it just plays while they're going to sleep. They say they listen to it again while they're awake so that they can receive it. But they said they just let their spirit be spoken to. Sometimes we go to bed watching, I don't know, Housewives of Atlanta. We go to bed with the TV watching us and just letting it just blare with all types of junk and all types of nudity and all types of whatever. You know, I would encourage you, fall asleep with the word of God. If you have to fall asleep with this word, fall asleep to some gospel music, some worship music, set the atmosphere for your heart to receive the word of God that you're going to begin reading on tomorrow, even tonight for some of you all. Set the atmosphere, because that's what it takes. It takes us to be planners and strategists for our hearts to receive what God wants. So we love you. I love
we know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.